Good morning. It's 8:49 as we have a temperature of 65 degrees right now on Friends Plaza in Urbana. Coming up on the opening commodity market report, we'll check in with Ellen Dearden from AgriView over in Morton, Illinois, here in just a couple of minutes, and we'll give you some details on the markets here coming up as well in just a couple of minutes. But right now, let's take a quick glance at the commodity markets here in the early going. Corn down anywhere from 1¾ to 2 cents here in the early trading. Meanwhile, on the soybean side, down from about 3¼ to 3½ cents in the early going as well. And coming up, we'll hear from meteorologist Drew Lerner in just a moment, and we'll also check in with Ellen Dearden from AgriView. But a few news and notes here for you on this Thursday morning as we give you a couple of things here. December corn lower early, treading water while the market waits for Friday's WASDE report. Today's weather map shows another day of pleasant fall weather across the Corn Belt, nearly ideal for row crop harvest. Exporting corn has become more difficult lately, partly due to the high U.S. dollar. And early yesterday, USDA said that last week's sales and shipments of corn totaled 20.5 and 19.3 million bushels, respectively. Meanwhile, on the bean side of things, USDA announced that 20,000 metric tons of soybean oil were sold to unknown destinations for 2015-16. Before that announcement, soybeans lower early. Les Schulte with me here in the studio, and Les, our ag listeners here at WILL, some of our most loyal listeners. We certainly appreciate their loyalty, whether it's on the air or at willag.org, and we're counting on them this morning to help us during our fall fund drive.
We really are, Brian. They appreciate the fact. They understand the importance of the information that they get here on WILL. They know that it helps their business, and they contribute because they understand. So we're asking you right now, if you use this service at all in your business, if you use the information you get from the analysts here to make a pledge of support, maybe $100 a year, you can put that on your credit card. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express. Again, if you're working out in the field, when you get a chance to take a break, give us a call at 217-244-9455 or on your smartphone or your tablet. Go to willpledge.org and make your pledge right there, because it is your pledges of support that will help keep a service like our agricultural service coming to you every day of the year.
And one of those services we provide is the weather forecast from meteorologist Drew Lerner from World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. It looks like another foggy day across parts of the Midwest. We've seen a lot of this here over the last week or week and a half or so. It's just a sign of the fact that the seasons are trying to change, but they can't make up their mind which way they want to go. Temperatures are going to be warming up again across parts of the Midwest here today, at least in the southeast half of the region. But there is a cool front that's working its way from northwest to southeast across the region. And by the time we get to Friday morning, we're likely to see quite a bit of the region a bit cooler. Now, today, we'll see those temperatures getting up into the 70s and 80s across a fair amount of the region. And that's not bad for October the 8th. We are expecting it to be a mostly dry day in the lower parts of the Midwest, but we do have this frontal system, and it is going to bring in an opportunity for some shower activity as it cuts through the region. Most of the precipitation that's advertised is just simply not going to be very substantial at all. The air is fairly dry, and so we'll see a few showers. I don't want to say that it won't rain, but the precipitation that occurs is going to be extremely brief and light in most cases. I would put coverage maybe somewhere around 30 or 40% for the Midwest as a whole, and we'll probably see moisture totals staying under a quarter of an inch in many, many cases. The frontal system and the associated precipitation will pull out of the southeastern part of the region by the time we get to Friday afternoon, and we'll be looking at sunshine back across the region once again, and then we'll go into another several days of dry weather across the Midwest, so good to excellent maturation and harvest conditions are expected. There is a frontal system, another one that will cut through the region briefly on Monday. This system has potential of firing up a few more showers as it comes across the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest. So from Illinois to Michigan and parts of Ohio, a few spotty showers again possible at the first of the week. But don't look for these to be any more meaningful than what we'll see out there today. And so the end result is that if there's any disruption to farming activity, it's going to be extremely brief, lasting a few hours at the most, and we'll be right back at it again. Now, I mentioned before the temperatures will cool off a little bit as we get into the day tomorrow, and indeed we will. The afternoon highs across the Midwest tomorrow afternoon will only be in the 60s in a big part of the region. a few lower 70s in the Ohio River Valley, and a few upper 50s across parts of the Great Lakes region. This is a quick 1 to 1.5 day cool off. We'll see the temperatures starting to warm up in the western Corn Belt on Saturday with highs back into the 70s and 80s. In fact, parts of the U.S. plains may actually get over 90 degrees again for the afternoon on Saturday. That heat will work its way eastward, and we'll see 70s and 80s in a fair amount of the Corn Belt on Sunday, and perhaps on Monday we'll see another round of somewhat cooler weather coming across the region. That's with that second frontal system that I mentioned before. It's a little dry out in parts of hard red winter wheat country. We still need to see better rainfall in southwest Kansas, parts of Colorado. The last few days, though, we have seen some rain in parts of west Texas, and includes the Texas Panhandle, and some of those areas are doing okay. Overseas, it still is a focus on attention for northern Brazil. Getting the crops to get into the ground is going to be a challenge until rain shows up in that area. There are going to be showers and thunderstorms this weekend across parts of Mato Grosso, and they should see aggressive planting take place shortly after that rain. It'll be mostly dry next week, so good progress is likely to take place. This is Drew Lerner, Weather Incorporated.
Thank you very much, sir. We appreciate it.
You bet. Have a good day.
You too. Meteorologist Drew Lerner joining us on this Thursday.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, lending support to generations of farm families. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit Illinois offers financial products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.
And at 8:56, it's time to take a look at the commodity markets. Ellen Dearden joins us from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Brian.
Well, it's looking a little bit lower here in the early going. What can you tell us?
The corn market is down a couple. We've been down overnight in the overnight trade, and we have continued that. There's not a lot of new news. I think we're seeing a little profit-taking, long liquidation prior to Friday's report. It gets me a little bit nervous that everybody's leaning on the same side of the boat, though, on the estimates for both corn and soybean production being down slightly, primarily due to a reduction in acres that line up with the FSA numbers. But everybody seems to be pretty friendly going into this report, but we are seeing just a little bit of profit taking here. We're seeing Dease corn right now down about 2 cents at 3.93¾. March at 4.04, down a 2¼ cents. On the beans, Brian, we're seeing some pressure there too, down around 4 to 5 cents, pretty well across the board. The November beans are down 4.5 cents at 8.86, down 5 right now. The exports that came out this morning, export bookings on the beans looked pretty good at first glance. Primarily, it was China business that had been reflected in the daily reporting service, so not really that big a deal. We did have a nice bean oil sale overnight, 20,000 metric tons of bean oil to unknown destinations. We haven't seen a big bean oil sale for a while. Harvests seem to be wrapping up in the Midwest. We were at 42% on the beans last week, and my guess is that we'll be up in the 60% harvested by the time we get around to next week. It just seems to me that harvest has gone rather smoothly in the eastern and central corn belts, and the end user hasn't got much bought from the farmer. On the wheat side of things, we saw pretty light export bookings. Something seems to be underneath this market, however, because we seem to be up and we seem to be looking at bull spreading in front of us. Dease corn is trading at 5.20¼. It's up 3.5 cents. The dryness, a little bit of rain in the Texas Panhandle that could have taken some care of that, but still dry in eastern Colorado, Oklahoma, and a good portion of Kansas. So I think that's important to look at. We are seeing the crude oil market up a little bit. Livestock market looks a little weak today. The cattle, after two big, sharp up days, looks like it's going to take a breather. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
All right, Ellen, thank you very much for that report on this Thursday morning. We really appreciate it. Les Schulte with me in the studio. And Les, we know our ag listeners really appreciate the kind of insight they get on the commodity markets from our analysts like Ellen Dearden from AgriView. And this is a great time for them to show their support.
It really is, Brian, because now is the time to make that call and make that pledge. We're just asking you to give this number a call, 217-244-9455, or go online to willpledge.org.